He who hesitates may betray intelligence. The December issue of the journal Behavioral and Brain Sciences carries a report by a research team that says trained monkeys and bottlenose dolphins who were given tests have apparently developed a way of saying, "I don't know." This would be considered a major breakthrough in a debate of presidential candidates. It is scientifically significant when it occurs among higher mammals. They know when they don't know, says lead researcher John David Smith, a psychologist at the State University of New York at Buffalo. It is an exciting and meaningful step in trying to show that the animal mind is something that can be examined in its own right. Now, brain scientists and psychologists believe that doubt can be one indication of real thinking. It may mean that the monkeys and dolphins make choices, not simply out of habit, instinct, or even training. They think about it. They know they can be wrong. This may be not only a sign of intelligence, but humility. For some, it will no doubt mean opportunity. You could be sitting by the dock of the bay, for example, just reading a newspaper, and a dolphin swims up and says in his teeny little voice, "Hey, can I read the art section?" Now, you might think you're outsmarting the dolphin by saying, "Hey, bottlenose, if you're so smart, why don't you get it online?" But he can respond, "This bay isn't a Wi-Fi hotspot yet." Huh. Chimps are already watching the Discovery Channel, because they like the people programs. They think human babies are so cute, almost chimp-like. Dolphins send us emails saying,
"What's happened to NPR? I think the BBC is more refined and carries more aquatic news."
It's already difficult to get a seat when a new Stephen Frears film opens because of all the chimps who get their tickets online, then buy up all the fresh popcorn. Dick Wolf may start a fourth Law and Order show, Law and Order of the Sea and Jungle. In the oceans and jungles, higher mammals are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. The chimps, who climb trees and beat their chests, and dolphins, who dart through seas and squeak. These are their stories. Now, you don't have to think that monkeys and dolphins are just like humans to see that the more scientists learn about animals, the harder it is to consider them just creatures who exist simply to be used by humans. You don't have to think they're entitled to human rights to believe they are entitled to human respect. As apparently even a bottlenosed dolphin knows, uncertainty is where real intelligence begins.
I want to be like you. I want to walk like you. Talk like you. You see it's true. And ape like me.